Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing our studies in Maseches Damai. Today we will be learning the first parak, Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. Now remember, Damai is produce from which it is doubtful whether or not the appropriate tithes have been taken, so they instituted that we have to act cautiously in this case of doubt, although there are certain exceptions. Damai would only be taken from something that's fit to be eaten, and there are other exceptions, as we will see. So Mishnah Gimel says, Halokeach lezera ulbehema, someone who buys produce either to plant it or to feed to an animal. Kemach le'oros, if he got flour to treat hides. Shemen le'ner, or oil for a lamp. Shemen le'suchbo es hakelim, or if he got oil to lubricate vessels. Pachim in a demai. None of these things require that tithes be taken out of a doubtful status. Mikzivu lahalan, from a place called Kziv and further, pachim in a demai. None of these things have the laws of demai applying to them if they're from those locations, and we'll see where those are. Chalas am haaretz, bahameduma, bahalakuach bekesef meiser sheni. The challah, the portion of dough separated for a kohen, in the case of that which belongs to an am haaretz, an unlearned person. Meduma, which is a mixture of truma and non-truma produce. And someone who bought something with money from Meiser Sheni, from the second tithe. Vishiyari ha-menachos, and the remainder of flour offerings. Petura min ha-demai. None of these things are obligated in the laws of demai. Shemen arev, and perfumed oil, Beishamai mechayvin, uBeis Hillel potrin. Beishamai say that it is obligated in the laws of Damai, but Beis Hillel say that it is not. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. Halokeach lezera, someone who bought produce to plant. Lokach tvua lezara, pacha b'damai. If somebody bought produce to plant it, it's exempt from Damai. De'ilu tevel vadai, asr lezroa. And if it was definitely tevel, he would not be permitted to plant it. Ula behema, and for an animal, lokach mitchila lahachil behema pachim in a demai. If he bought it initially in order to feed it to an animal, then it's exempt from demai. Aval lokach mitchila adam benimlachal leha lebehema chayev laaser bedemai. But if he bought it originally for human consumption, and then he changed his mind and decided to feed it to animals, then it would be obligated to have tithes taken from it if it's in a doubtful status. Vekemach la'oros, flour for hides, la'avid bo oros, in order to tan them. Mikziv ulahalan, from kziv and outward. Kziv hu sof hamakom, shekavshu ole bavel. Kziv is the outskirts of where the returnees from Babylonia conquered. Umishamu lahalan kavshu olei Mitzrayim v'lo kavshu olei Bavel. And from there on, it was conquered by those who came to Israel from Egypt, but it was not reconquered from those who came back from Babylonia. V'lo nischayvu b'demai, ela ha'artzo shekavshu olei Bavel belvad. And only the territory that was reconquered by the Babylonian returnees is obligated in demai. Hilchach mikzivu lahalan pata min ha-demai, v'lo chashinan shema miperos ha-aretz shekivshu olei bavel holichu l'sham. Therefore, it's exempt from demai, and we're not worried that someone may have taken produce from Israel proper and brought it to one of these territories that were not conquered by the Babylonian returnees. Shechezkas chutzal la-aretz pater ad sheyedua l'cha shehu chayev, v'chezkas eretz Yisrael chayev ad sheyedua l'cha shehu pater. Because we have a presumption. If something's in a place that would be exempt, we assume that the fruit there is exempt until we know otherwise. If something's in a place that would be obligated, we have an assumption that the produce there is from the produce that would be obligated until we know otherwise. That's a chazaka, that's a presumption, and we rely upon it. Chala, that's a unlearned person, separates for a kohen, and meduma, what's meduma? If a person who's not learned has a sa'a, which is a measure of produce, that's truma, and it falls into less than 100 times its volume of secular produce, of non-truma, of not consecrated produce. Shinasa hakol meduma. Then the whole mixture is called meduma. Basically, this would require more than 100 to 1 in order to nullify the mixture. Klomar, eruv truma, venosin hakol kohen. So basically, the mixture has to be given to a kohen because you can't eat it. So pater melaso demai. So you don't have to take demai from it because you don't have to take truma in a doubtful case from it because the whole thing is going to a kohen anyway. Same thing with the challah; it's going to the kohen. Halokeach bekesef meiser, someone who buys something with the money of meiser sheni of second tithe. Shalokach demai b'maos shel meiser sheni. He bought demai with money from the second tithe. Bein b'maos meiser sheni shel demai. Bein b'maos meiser sheni shel vadai. Whether it's money of doubtful or of definite meiser sheni, pater mil aser. Then he doesn't have to take the tithes from it in the case of the produce that he bought. V'shiarei menachos. And the remainder of the flour offerings, shakomitz lemizbeach, because a handful goes on the altar, vashirayim nachalim lekahanim, and the kohanim eat the rest of it. V'lo chashinan shema hevia am haaretz davar she'enam matukan. And we're not worried that the unlearned person brought as a sacrifice something which wasn't appropriate, which wasn't properly prepared, so that would not be subject to the laws of demai. Shemen arev, perfumed oil. Shemen afarsimun. Again, just an explanation of what that is. And there's a difference of opinion between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as to whether or not that's obligated in demai, because only something which you can eat, drink, or anoint with is obligated in demai. Perfumed oil can be anointed with, but it can't be drunk. So the question is, if it can only be anointed with to the exclusion of drinking, is it obligated? And it would appear that Beis Shammai feels that it is, and Beis Hillel feels that it is not. Mishnah Dalid, Hadamai, produce that has doubtful status when it comes to tithes. Ma'arvinbo, you can make an erev with it. Umashatfinbo, and you can make shittuf mabuos with it, which is to join courtyards together in an alleyway. It's sort of like an erev. Umavarchin alav, and you bench on it. Umazamnin alav, and you make a zimun on it. Umafrishino so arun, and you can separate it naked, and we'll explain why that would be a question. Bein hashmashos, and you can separate it in the twilight time, erev Shabbos. Doesn't mean that you can separate it naked in the twilight time. They're two separate things. One is you can separate it naked. The second is you can separate it in that twilight time Friday afternoon. Ha'im hikdim meiser sheni l'rishon, and if the taking of meiser sheni precedes the taking of meiser rishon, ein b'kach klum, it just doesn't matter. Shemen shahagardi sach be'etzbosov, the oil that a weaver uses for his fingertips, chayv b'demai, that is obligated in demai. V'shehasorek nosein b'tzemer, patur min demai. But that which the person who combs out the wool puts on the wool itself, that is not obligated in demai. And again, we'll see why that is. Bart Nuro. Ma'arvinbo, erevei tchumen uvechatzeros. So erevei chatzeros is when people who share a courtyard join together as partners to enable them to carry in the courtyard. Erevei tchumen is when a person moves his place of residence for Shabbos in order to travel further in one direction and less far in the other direction. And we'll learn all about that when we come to Maseches Erevin. Umishtat finbo, you can do shittuf mabuos with it. Afal gavdu lo chazile, even though it's not proper for him to eat it, it's not fit to be eaten. Migu, there's an escape clause. The iboy mafkir l'nechase have ani. If he would give away all of his possessions, then he would be considered a poor person. V'chazile, and he'd be allowed to eat it. D'hotanan machilin es ha'aniyim demai, because a poor person is allowed to be fed demai. Hashtanami chazile. So since he has a way to enable himself to eat it, then we let him use it for this purpose. Umavarchin alav, birkas hamazon. We're talking about benching. Umazamnin alav, and he makes a zimun on it. Same issue. V'afogav da'achu ba'avera, even though he ate something he shouldn't have eaten. Da'lav anihu, because he's not a poor person. Migu di'iboy mafkir l'nechase v'havi ani chazile. If he wanted to give away all his possessions, he could become a poor person, and then he would be able to eat it. So again, he shouldn't have eaten it, but because it's something that he could have become able to eat it, we're lenient in such a case. Umafrishinu so arum, he can separate it naked. When he goes to separate the Trumas Meiser from it, Umeiser Sheni, and the second tithe from it, Yochel Lahafrish Vehu Aram, and he can separate it while he's naked, Delo Boy Bruche, because he doesn't have to say a bracha on it. That's why this is a question. When you separate the Truma and the Meiser, you would normally say a blessing. Blessing can't be said naked, but this does not require a blessing because he's only separating it out of doubt. The Ilu Boy Bruche, if he would be making the blessing, we would require his quote-unquote camp to be holy. It's a verse in Dvarim Perek Chaf Gimel, Veleka. That's not the case here, so that's why he can do this. Ben Hashmashos Shal Erev Shabbos. We're talking about the twilight hour on Friday afternoon. The Safei Hashecha, it's a question whether or not it's dark. So maybe it's Friday, maybe it's already Shabbos. Masrenes HaDemai, then he can separate the Demai, V'ein Masrenes HaVadai, but he cannot separate tithes from produce that certainly hasn't been tithed. V'im Hikdim Maiser Sheni L'Rishon, and if he should take the second tithe before the first tithe, Shehifrish Maiser Sheni, Shel Damai, Kodim Shehifrish Meiser Rishon, Kadei Lito Trumas Meiser Shebo, if he takes the second tithe before he takes the first tithe in order to take the Trumas Meiser that's in it, Ein Bekach Klum, it doesn't matter in this case. Masha Ein Kein Bavadai, this is not the situation when it comes to produce that definitely needs to be tithed. The Tanan, Kekol Mitzvosecha Asher Tzivisani, because there's a pasuk that says you gotta do them in the right order. Ha Im Hikdim Meiser Sheni L'Rishon, and in the case of definite needing of tithes, if he did them out of order, eno yochel hisvados, then he could not testify that he did it properly. So if a weaver puts it on his fingers, then he is obligated in demai. Sha'al gufo hu nosein v'sicha kishtia, because he's putting it on his body, and we said that anointing is like drinking. V'hasorek, but if somebody puts it on the wool that he's combing, hatzemer b'misrak, nosein al hatzemer, that's like putting it on utensils. We said if you use it to lubricate utensils, that is not food, and therefore doesn't require demai tithes to be taken. So it would be the same thing here if he puts it on the wool. Upatrim in a demai, and it's exempt from tithes being taken in such a case. That is the end of Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Perek Beis, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis.